Saints in Christ, redeemed from your sin, not with gold or silver, but by Christ's holy, precious blood. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. The inspired word of God, which forms the basis of our message today, comes to us from the Old Testament reading from Genesis, and also the New Testament reading from Mark. I ask you a question. Does anyone take marriage serious anymore? How many people believe that marriage should be and is, as God consecrated, one man, one woman, for a lifetime? How many believe that marriage is a gift from God, bestowed upon us, his children? Well, let us begin where Jesus began, at the beginning. Let us go back as God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, created the heavens and the earth, created all of this that is around us. We went through the 5 days of creation, the sun, the moon, the stars, the other planets, the water, the fish, the animals. And then, on the sixth day, God created man from the dust of the earth. He created Adam. God sent all the animals to Adam that he should name them. And as God is doing this and watching the animals, he's looking at this and saying, you know, all of those animals would be good for pets, but none of them are a suitable helpmate for man. Man needs somebody that is suitable to him. So what God did is he took and he caused a sleep upon Adam, took a rib, and from the rib, he created a wife, Eve, because he knew that only a woman would be a suitable helpmate for a man, not any of the animals that are out there. So he brought the two of them together. Scripture tells us, a wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. God brought Adam and Eve together, the first man and woman together in the Garden of Eden as husband and wife. They were part of God's creation, part of all that was good. Now, often we hear that marriage is a curb to sin. Yes, but in reality, when God created Adam and Eve and had the first marriage, there was no sin. He brought them together as one flesh, the one flesh relationship for the procreation of children, and that every child should have a mother and a father. Of course, what happened? Satan is over there and says, oh, they're happy. I need to destroy that happiness. I need to turn them away from God. So he tempted them to sin. The forbidden fruit they ate, and they were cast out of the garden. Ever since then, we've toiled in the fields, we've suffered pain, we've had trouble and tribulation, and suffered because of sin in the world that our first parents brought into the world. And so now we can, again, ask the question, looking at the world today, does anybody take marriage seriously? Does anybody adhere to what God says about marriage? Does anybody think that it should just be one man, one woman, for a lifetime. If you say this in today's modern culture, you probably get beat up. And in fact, if I were preaching this sermon in the country of Finland or the country of Canada, I'd be placed in jail. As is happening with one of our Lutheran bishops in Finland and a member of parliament, and as has happened in our Lutheran churches in Canada. Today, culture, society, backed by our government, says that marriage can be whatever you want it to be. One man, one woman, two women, two men, or any combination of those above. Whatever you want it to be, that's okay. And if you speak out against that, that is wrong. Our children are taught in school that everything goes. Employers force their employees into classes, or they are taught that everything is okay according to Satan's will, which it is according to Satan's will, and our government backs all of that up, which of course we know is wrong according to God's word. If we look at God's word, and as Martin Luther says, look at God's word, look at the law, use it as a rule, a guide, and a mirror in our lives, and it will show us what is wrong. But yet, how many people ignore God's word and follow their own sinful desires? So I ask you, do you turn against God's word? Do you ignore it? Or do you lead a holy life according to God's word? Changing our focus now, we go to the Middle East, the Holy Land. And there's Jesus. He had led his disciples around. They went around through Galilee. They passed down through Samaria. They went over to Perea. And now they were in Judea. And Jesus was there teaching and preaching. And some Pharisees came to Jesus. The Pharisees, being in their own way, they were not inherently bad. They were just overwhelmed, overzealous with what they thought was right and what was wrong, and they just didn't like Jesus. He pointed out their sin. So what they tried to do continuously was to discredit Jesus, to find something wrong with his teaching, to where they could make him look bad and make themselves look good. So what did they do? Well, let's go to Jesus with a question about divorce. That would be a way to trap him, because they themselves didn't agree on divorce. Back at that time, there was two main thoughts on divorce. One by a Rabbi Shammai said that the only reason for a divorce was moral indecency, adultery. That could be used as grounds for divorce according to Moses' law. Another rabbi, Rabbi Hillel, said that, well, according to Moses' law, if a husband sees anything in his wife he does not like, he can divorce her. Get rid of her. I don't like the way she makes whatever. I want a new wife. We are divorced. She's gone. So let's ask Jesus about divorce and try to trap him into one of these two thoughts, and then we can criticize him, discredit him, and the people won't like him anymore. Well, Jesus knew their challenge, and he took it up. He says, well, first of all, let's look at why Moses said this is okay. It's because of your hard-heartedness. It's because of your selfishness. It's because of your self-idolatry that they had to have divorce in the first place. And remember that many of God's laws in the Old Testament, in the first five books, were to keep civil order within the people, the Hebrew people. So in order to keep order within that group of people, God allowed Moses to say, it's okay for divorce. But in reality, it is not. It is not. Jesus told them at the end, so they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. They didn't trap him. He told them what marriage is. It's not a human arrangement. It's an arrangement from God. It is God who brings the wife, the husband, together in that one flesh relationship. A few years ago, my wife and I were in Long Island, New York, to attend a wedding. It was at a Malan Karan Syrian Orthodox wedding, good friend of ours. The husband and wife, during the entire 90-minute ceremony, stood 5 feet apart and didn't say a word to each other. They firmly believed that the entire ceremony, the entire sacrament of marriage, was God ordained, and the bishop led the whole service, bringing the two of them together in marriage. So it's God bringing the husband and the wife together. And if you look at the term in Greek for marriage, it means two who are yoked together as a team, working and pulling together. Not just for a couple years, not just for 10 years, but until death parts them. That is what God says about marriage, and that he hates divorce. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, if we look at what God did in creation, how he brought Adam and Eve together, consecrated marriage as a lifelong relationship between one man and one woman, for the procreation of children, for the love and care of children that are a blessing to us. And Jesus affirmed this in the New Testament. That is how we are to see marriage. That is how we are to speak of it in this world that is so against it. Because that's Satan's will, to bring disharmony and to destroy the family. But we know God, our Father, wants only good for us. We know that people who live in a Christ-centered marriage live longer, healthier, happier lives. It is a gift that God bestows upon us, along with many other gifts, many of which you have received today and will receive today when you came here and confessed your sin and received the absolution, where you've received the gift of God's word being read for the building and strengthening of your faith, God's word expounded upon to add even more strength. And in a short while, you will come here to this altar and bring your sin, where you'll eat the very body and drink the very blood of Jesus for the forgiveness of that sin. You bring that burden here and you drop it at Jesus' feet, and you walk away cleansed. These are God's gifts to us, and marriage is one of them that he wishes for all of us to have. In the name of Jesus, amen.